much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Uh-oh, another gooey morning mess. Who needs that stress?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I say hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. If your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. So rock it out, baby baba. To the bang bang boogie, say, up jump the boogie. To the rhythm of the boogie, the beat.
I showed people that I understand how to make perfect. You know, dark fantasy could be considered to be perfect. You know, I say, I know how to make perfect, but that's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to crack the pavement and make new grounds, you know, sonically and in society, culturally.
He is a narcissistic, power-mad Satanist, in my view.
Sign up for this four-letter Hindu philosophy. The Onion had an Ali-like champion of it boast, I am the serenest.
And now...
That makes no sense! That makes no sense! That makes no sense!
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday morning, the 17th of September.
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of the monkey. Come on now.
What's happening?
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Welcome
like a
back.
Smattering.
That was a smattering.
A
I was,
hope,
I was hoping
smattering,
to,
if that's such a thing.
I was hoping to lead a charge there,
no,
getting that started, but everybody's like, yeah, I guess he's back. All right, I guess. How was everybody's weekend?
Good.
Our weekend was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How was yours?
You're mocking already.
Well, I mean, yeah.
We're 1 minute into the show.
Yeah. Mocking what? Oh. Do you know something about his weekend?
Oh,
that was
no.
Bad?
Oh, okay.
No, just no, mocking his inflection.
Oh, I got you.
I was fine, but I wanted to talk about, Kevin, you went to a Rams game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I went to a Cardinals game.
Right.
It's just they didn't play at all.
Oh, okay.
Right.
They didn't show up.
Turned out to be all Rams.
Ah.
Were they technically on the field?
A lot of the time, yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I mean, there were 0 points. If you're looking for points, that was a bad day to go.
Okay.
That's very rare.
Unless you're a Rams fan, in which case they scored, what, 522.
That's a crazy score.
It was insane.
Yeah.
It is very rare to see any team, even the Browns, score.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's hard to not at least get in field goal range once.
And by the way, Arizona wasn't even close. It's not like they got in range even and then missed a field goal.
Really?
Right.
They were in their own half, I think, the whole game.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. How is that experience? I know everybody is very excited and waiting for the new stadium to open, but how is it going to see a Rams game at the Coliseum?
It's okay. I mean, there's a lot of traffic. There's a lot of construction on the Coliseum right now.
Mm-hmm.
Giant cranes everywhere and stuff. But it was fine. It was hot. Whew.
Was it?
Boy, that sun. Whew, sitting right in it.
Yeah.
Trying to cover my body with everything I could find. Hot dog wrapper, put it on my kneecap because it's going to be burned.
I feel like a hot dog wrapper is kind of foily.
It was a bad choice.
Yeah.
People show up for the Rams, do they?
Yeah, I would say it was. How much does that place hold?
Close to 100.
Before 100? Yeah, I would say.
Isn't it?
Probably 65.
That's a lot. That's plenty.
I think. I mean, I'm just guessing. But
you're making money on that.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, it was an interesting day in football, and I know we're going to talk to Andrew Siciliano about this later. It's always, you know, it's always good when the Rams win and the Chargers win. But the Chargers game had a thing happen that no one that I saw on TV last night has ever seen happen in an NFL game before. And this will be interesting even if you don't follow football. A player who plays for the Buffalo Bills, cornerback Vontae Davis, retired at halftime. This wasn't planned ahead of time. It wasn't like that was the idea going in. He just went into the locker room at halftime, changed into his street clothes, got in his car,
and walked,
and drove away.
Maybe before they even started playing the second half.
He was nowhere to be found. He was not in the locker room. He was not on the sidelines. He was not in the stands. He had left the stadium.
I was thinking about this. I don't remember very often even people quitting after a game, retiring. It's usually between seasons.
Unless they're injured.
Unless they're injured.
Obviously, yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless they're injured, yeah. No one has seen anything like this before. Lorenzo Alexander, one of his teammates, who's a linebacker, was interviewed post-game and said this.
Have you seen anything like that in your NFL
Never
career?
Seen it ever. Pop Warner, high school, college,
pros, never heard of it, never seen it, and it's just completely disrespectful to his teammates.
Did he say anything to you? Did he say anybody?
He didn't say nothing to nobody.
How about that, by the way? How about not even one guy on the team did he say, hey, dude, I'm taking off. Like, he didn't even give them a heads up. They just had to notice he was gone, it sounds like.
Yeah, they get on the field and they go, where's our quarterback? This makes no sense.
He's not the quarterback, is
corner,
he?
Corner, quarterback.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that's bad.
No.
The whole thing is very odd.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't...
Use your words.
It's weird that nobody knew anything. Like, he says in his little thing, it was a decision out there on the field. This is when I made it. But wouldn't he have had some conversation with someone in the front office, a coach, someone
saying...
You would
think. That's why this is so weird, is that he should at least fill in the coaches that they're not going to have a cornerback when they get out there on defense. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hey, by the way, just so you know, retiring.
Yeah. And is there like a checkoff as people are running out? They're like, okay, cornerbacks here, tight ends here. How did they find out? How soon?
I don't know.
A little more of the interview with the player who didn't find out until they were already back on the field for the second half.
Left? When did you know as much as I know. I know I found out going in the second half of the game. Coming out, said he said he's not coming out, he retired. So.
What?
Yep, that's it. So.
Who said that?
Who said what?
Who said he's
on the sideline. I mean, guys heard about it and he said that he wasn't coming back out.
So he said in his farewell letter that it was a statement that was issued later in the day. He said he'd been playing for 10 years. He's been doing what he loves, what he's been programmed to do since he was a little kid, basically. And he said, but today on the field, reality hit me fast and hard. I shouldn't be out there anymore. Now, I didn't watch this game, but I also haven't heard anything about there being like a big hit on him or something like that or something bad happened or he screwed up. He had a couple of tackles in that first half. So it doesn't sound like he was having a bad game and just said, oh, man, I just can't play at this level anymore. It must have been a mental thing. Right?
Had to have been.
I would think.
Yeah.
Which I can respect, by the way. I meant no disrespect to my teammates and coaches, but I hold myself to a standard mentally. I always expect myself to play at a high level, but physically I know today that isn't possible, and I had an honest moment with myself. While I was on the field, I just didn't feel right, and I told the coaches I'm not feeling like myself. So at least he did say something to somebody, right? But that's a far cry from I'm also getting in my car and driving away.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, the retiring part.
Is the crazy part.
Taking yourself out of the game, okay, I can see if there's something wrong or there's something
wrong.
People
do that all the time.
Right.
Right.
But to retire even after a game if you're healthy is odd. But halftime.
This was an overwhelming decision, but I'm at peace with myself and my family. I'm going to be grateful for God, blah, 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 blah. He, by the way, in case you are curious, he just signed a one-year deal in February with a $2.25 million base salary and a $1.5 million signing bonus. And here we are in the second week of the season. Like, what's going to happen to that? They gave him a $1.5 million signing bonus recently.
Can they ask for that back?
I can't imagine they can't. I mean, isn't that signing bonus part of the agreement to play for the season?
I'm sure there's wording in it, but what if the wording was he at least has to play one game? One and a half.
Well, he didn't play last week, by the way. He was a healthy scratch last week.
Huh.
So this was his first game of the season.
The only way I'd respect this is if he was running out, he just threw a dildo into the stands like they do at Bills games. Like, here, you guys, for you.
Love it.
Well, maybe Andrew Siciliano will know something more about it later, but it is a crazy story. You just don't see that. You know, like you heard the player say it, and, you know, he's never heard about it at any level of football.
Yeah.
But bizarre, right?
How often does something happen in an NFL game where you go, never in my life have I
seen
that?
Never seen it, yeah.
My entire life.
Well, we certainly have ties every week now, I'll tell you that.
It's happened 2 weeks in a row.
Not something many of us are excited about.
All right, let's talk about this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Why did Kevin poop his own pants?
Yes! Thank you, American Vandal 2, for those drops.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
Kevin is one of the main characters in American Vandal Season 2. We had the creators on and producers on Friday's show, and we thanked them profusely for making putting a Kevin in the show so we could have magic like this.
Why did Kevin poop his own pants?
I mean, come on!
But why can't... Look, they have characters of Kevins in other things. Why can't one Kevin be responsible?
He wasn't a dumb Kevin.
He's just pooping his own pants.
I mean,
but he was kind of shady, though, Allie.
He was, but watch the show. It's so good.
Yeah, you know, get right to it. Andrew Siciliano, we mentioned we're going to talk to you about the NFL Week Number 2 recap. Apparently, Omar joined the Zero Club.
Yeah, he says he has quite a story.
We have great news because it's Mondays. We have Adult Swim Festival tickets for you coming up in the 6 o'clock hour.
That's an unbelievable lineup, by the way. People are going to go crazy for these tickets, and they're quite pricey. So Allie's going to be giving some away.
Yeah.
That's coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, and Bean makes us guess as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Allie.
Bean.
I feel like a whole weekend has gone by. You need to fill us in on what we missed with what's happening.
Well, let's start with the box office. Shane Black's reboot, The Predator, led a very ho-hum weekend at the box office with $24 million, enough to win, but coming in way behind expectations. The Nun took the second spot with $18.2 million. Coming in third was Paul Feig's comedy thriller, A Simple Favor. That was a real bright spot of the weekend because it beat expectations with $16.1 million.
Good for Paul.
Yeah. And then...
Kevin, we had him on while you were out.
And I love him so much.
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
He's a delight.
And I hear really good things about this film, too.
Absolutely. And then we're not sure what was fourth and fifth. Tallies won't be in until a little bit later, but it's between Crazy Rich Asians and White Boy Rick. Very racial, right?
Right.
White Boy Rick and Crazy Rich Asians. So we will find that out in a bit, but... Did you see anything going on last night with an Emmys party?
Well, I mean, I read a little bit about it. I'm hoping there's tape.
This is just insane. So,
somebody better have this on their iPhone.
So Tom Arnold tweets, Mark Burnett just went ape-s and choked me at this huge Emmy party. Then he ran away with his torn pink shirt and missing gold chain. I'm waiting for the LAPD. And people were like, okay, is this just Tom Arnold?
I just thought, oh, Tom's just being a weirdo.
Absolutely.
You know the backstory of these two right now. They're at loggerheads about. I'm sure Allie will fill you in.
Well, I'll fill you in before, okay. So now you'll see where this is all coming from. But Tom Arnold is going to be debuting his upcoming show on Vice, The Hunt for the Trump Tapes. He says that when he was on The Apprentice, that Trump said the N-word, the R-word, he was just this horrible human being, and Mark Burnett has been covering for him this whole time. And then stories came out that Mark Burnett's company got a ton of money from Russians right at this strange timing. Like, the whole thing is shady and weird. But you just don't really know who to believe when it's Tom Arnold.
Tom, he's shaky.
Tom has some past issues, and he's a bit shaky.
Well, that's what happened with Omarosa. Wrote a book, because we're like, look, it could be 100% true, but you're Omarosa, so we automatically have to discount anything that comes out of your mouth.
Right. So he tweets that, and then Roma Downey, who's Mark Burnett's wife, tweets, got this bruise tonight when Tom Arnold tried to ambush my husband Mark and me at a charity event. Is your TV show worth it, Tom? Please stop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very different stories right there.
Well, very different. And then Tom Arnold quote tweeted that and wrote, Bull S, you lie. Your crazy husband attacked me, you psycho. I'm filing police report and suing you for defamation.
Whoa.
So apparently the police did get involved, but I was thinking none of this is making sense until I saw Allison Hannigan tweet. And Allison Hannigan is not going to lie. She wrote, walked into party behind Tom Arnold and saw him and Burnett get into a fight. Thought it was a joke until security jumped in. Hashtag, why I stay home.
No, hashtag why you go out.
Right.
That's a party.
Very different. Very different views. Allison Hannigan and Kevin. But yeah, no idea what is going to become of this. But I don't know. Would there be cameras at an Emmys party that could see it from the beginning instead of people just whipping out their camera?
I would guess so.
I don't know. I don't know that they would actually have, you know, security cameras in that room.
Right.
So we may never know. I'm torn as to, I kind of feel like Mark Burnett has the right to not release those tapes if he doesn't want to. I kind of feel like that's his call or the network's call. As much as people would like to hear them, I don't feel like we are due or owed them. What do you guys think?
Well, can we just be honest with each other? Does hearing him say the N-word or calling someone retarded, would that change anyone's mind about Trump? People that hate him are just going to go, obviously he said it. Mm-hmm. People that love him are just going to go, those just words, and he says what we think. Like, it's insane that anyone thinks this is going to matter.
Yeah, true.
I know. But there is some power, especially in hearing a white man use the N-word. I think that would turn some, maybe a small percentage of people off. Who are willing to suspend their disbelief that he never did it. You know what I mean?
But at this point,
I know.
Don't you assume that's true?
I mean, there are multiple people in the Woodward book who say he used the, you know, the R word a lot too. So
he's
that's
on tape on the Howard Stern show calling people retards.
Right.
People have heard it.
Yeah.
But people still say it didn't happen. So you could have, remember when he said I could go onto the street and shoot someone in the face?
Sure.
Right.
It's true with
it's
his
true.
Base. True his is. Base is just, whew.
I mean, I guess, just to get back to my point, what do you guys think? Do you think Mark Burnett has an obligation to release those tapes or no? I mean, he is the president of the United States, and it did, you know.
Mark Burnett is the president of the United States?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
No, the tape that he has is on the president, but I feel like it's their choice to not release it, even though it is about the president.
But why would he not release it is my question. What would you be protecting by not releasing it?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, unless he is, maybe he is, I mean, he's a very conservative person, maybe he is just a supporter of the president and doesn't want to inflict any damage on him.
Yeah.
I mean, or maybe he got a bunch of money from Russia. Maybe one of those two. One of those two things. It's a weird, you rarely see name brand people get into a fist fight at an Emmys party. That's
not enough for
sure.
My liking.
I just need more info on him saying that he tore his pink shirt and is missing a gold chain.
Yes.
He's wearing gold chains? I mean, that's the real crime here.
That should be the headline.
And then immediately when I saw Roma Downey tweet a picture of a bruise, I'm like, touched by Tom Arnold. This is the worst spinoff ever. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll have more coming up, including birthdays. And that's what's happening.
All right.
This Adult Swim Festival that's coming up in October is pretty amazing, by the way. In about 5 minutes, we're going to be looking for you Rick and Morty fans. So if you love that show, 5 minutes from right now, we'll tell you how you can be involved in the Adult Swim Festival. First, though, time for B-Mix's Guess.
B-Mix's Guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
B-Mix's Guess, yeah.
Gets penis slapped.
Penis a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for B-Mix's Guess.
Yes.
I keep asking over and update.
Noted.
Okay.
asked and answered.
Muggs, the birthday boy. How was your weekend, sir?
It was not what I anticipated. I was sick the whole entire weekend.
Oh,
so
good times.
I went out to dinner on Friday night. Didn't taste any of my awesome meal.
Spread mm-hmm. your disease to everyone else at the table.
Gave it to my mom and my dad.
Excellent.
Yep, they're both sick now, so good. It was a good time.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, I didn't really care. All right, here's the topic today, and I think this is going to be very controversial. But again, as I always say, do not shoot the messenger.
Are you picking another bogus list?
No, it's a good list. I think it's a good list. You will disagree with it, but I think it's a good list. I mean, reasonable people can disagree on this list. It's from Paste Magazine, which is a very legitimate pop culture website, and they have compiled a list, just came out last week, of the greatest science fiction television shows of all time.
Oh.
The greatest sci-fi TV shows of all time. There are several that are still on the air here on this list. Many, of course, are no longer on the air. But I think this is going to be a very interesting list and cause a lot of people to argue. So, Kevin, you get to go first like you do. What's your show?
Mine is Lost in Space.
Lost in Space is not in
because it came back and then, okay.
It is not in the – I have the top 50 printed out here, by the way.
Whoa.
Lost in Space is not in the top 50, but that was a very good guess. Miss Hallie McKay.
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, the Twilight Zone is number 4 on the list.
Oh.
It's on for 5 years, 1959 to 1964, number 4. Well done. Beer mug.
Gotta go X-Files.
X-Files is number 5 on the list. Yes, 2 points.
Fringe.
I knew you were going to say fridge. It's number 32, so...
Son of a bitch!
And I know what your next guess is going to be, too, because I know what you like. But fridge, I mean, it's on the list of all time. Number 32, Allie.
So are we giving points for top 30? What are we doing?
I think we do
top 10. Yeah, usually we do top 10.
Okay. Yeah. Is Heroes considered sci-fi?
It is, but it is not on the list.
Okay.
It's a good guess, though.
Would Lost be considered sci-fi?
Number 7, ladies and gentlemen. Boom. Look at that. Number 4, number 5, and number 7. All right, we're doing the greatest sci-fi shows of all time. Kevin, you're up.
All right, that show that I like on Friday nights has Clark Gregg in it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That one.
What's it called,
that
Kevin?
That show. The show that has Clark Gregg in it on Friday nights.
With Belinda.
Yes.
The love affair.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what you're calling it?
I mean, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is what Chip just wrote down for me.
That is on the list. It is number 34.
Yes, I'm nailing the early 30s.
Yeah, you're good at the 30s.
You are.
Kevin's zone.
Alan McKay, you're up.
My favorite Martian.
Look, Kevin's supposed to give the comedy answers. What's going on here?
I don't watch sci-fi, so...
When you hear them, though, you will be slapping your forehead for every one of them, going, of course. All right, Bugs.
I'm going to go back a little bit. Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap is a good guess, by the way. It is not in the top 10. It is on the list. I'm not seeing it, but it's definitely on there, yeah.
Did anyone say Star Trek?
No. Oh. Nobody said Star Trek, but Star Trek is on the list at number 6,
ladies and gentlemen. Come on now.
Number 6. So that's a 4, 5, 6, and 7, by the way. Well done.
And the early 30s.
And the early 30s, right.
Did anyone say Star Trek The Next Generation?
That is number 2 on the list, ladies and gentlemen.
I was kidding.
Number 2. Muggs, was yours Quantum Leap? Is that what you said last time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 15 on the list, so 15. Not a bad guess. Okay. All right, you're up now.
Did anybody say Star Trek Deep Space Nine?
That is number 12 on the list.
Right.
Whoever wrote this list, Josh Jackson is his name. He sure loves Star Trek, doesn't he? Number 12. All right, let's go around one more time.
Doctor Who.
I think Muggs might be winning this game.
Yeah, but we're not keeping score.
We're tied.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, you're tied. Okay. Yeah, Doctor Who is on the list, and it is number 3, ladies and gentlemen.
We're all tied.
Number 3.
Okay.
Wow, look at this.
Chip, Allie, and Muggs tied. This is great.
Chip.
All right, Allie, so you have a chance to maybe go ahead and maybe even win the game here with this
No, case. I don't, because I two have been joke answers, and they were both on there. Futurama. There's a robot, right?
Futurama is number 13 on the list.
What?
Number 13.
That is ridiculous.
All right, Muggs, you want to win the game?
Yeah, let's do this. Well, I don't know if this is going to do this, but I love this show with Hollywood legend Jerry O'Connell, and that was Sliders.
What? No, there's no...
Yeah, Sliders? No. Chip remembers Sliders.
There's no
Great
Sliders.
Great science fiction show.
Just Burger Show.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the final score here, Allie?
Kevin 2, Muggs 2, Allie 2.
Should we do it one more time?
We need a timer. All right.
Should we do it one more time? Okay. Just one more. All right, then we're out of time. All right, Kevin?
Battlestar Galactica.
That is a fantastic guest, and in fact, it is number 1.
Wow!
Right, number 1.
The guy who wrote this list is clearly the biggest nerd of all time.
Well, it's a sci-fi TV list. What do you expect?
Star Trek and no Sliders on there? Come on!
By the way, great pull, Kevin. Well done.
Great pull, Chip. Well done.
Battlestar Galactica. All right, Allie, can you keep it a tie?
My favorite robot.
She's lost all interest.
Is there a show called My Favorite Robot?
I don't know. There's My Favorite Martian, and then I thought maybe someone had a face. Oh!
You're just making stuff up.
No. Small wonder.
Well, you've already guessed, but B, no.
Okay.
All right, Muggs, your final guess, please.
Small wonder.
Well, that's what Allie just said.
Small milk.
Oh, you just said small wonder?
I did 1 second prior to you saying it.
1 second ago.
I'm sorry. Who won? I'm sorry.
I believe Kevin won,
yes,
by the
Kevin
way.
Yes, Kevin did, as a matter of fact. Thank you.
Kevin, the other one that I thought you were going to say was Fringe, which was at number 32 on the list, because I know you love
Kevin
that
did
show.
Say Fringe.
He did say Fringe.
Are we going
Fringe.
Into some sort of like alternate reality
yeah,
right now?
Weird.
All right. Then the other one I thought you were going to say was Legion, which was number 16.
Legion,
number 16
of course.
On the list.
I love that show.
Here's your top 15. Quantum Leap, Agent Carter, which is a surprise to me.
Huh.
Futurama, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, The Prisoner from back in the 1960s. Number 10, Rick and Morty.
Oh.
Of course.
Number 9, Allie, Stranger Mother Effin' Things. Number 8, Firefly, which I think is a show we would all agree with, by the way.
Sure.
Then Lost, I think we had, Star Trek Original Series, X-Files, number 5. Twilight Zone, number 4, Doctor Who, Star Trek Next Generation, and Battlestar Galactica. So that was a pretty good game, you guys.
Not bad.
I think
you did really, really well. This has been Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
All right, we have a pair of weekend passes to the Adult Swim Festival at Row downtown Los Angeles, October 6 and 7. What are we looking for here, Allie?
Maybe you know a little bit about Rick and Morty episodes.
Okay. All right, so if you fall into that category, call us now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll play the game next.
As popular as the Adult Swim lineup has been for so many years now, I'm almost surprised they haven't done a festival like this before, aren't you guys?
Yeah, it sort of feels like it does at Comic-Con.
Definitely have a presence, sure. Well, this is going to be in downtown L.A., October 6th through the 7th, Adult Swim Festival. You can go to adultswimfestival.com for tickets. And it has so much going on, including musical acts like Run the Jewels, comedy acts like Hannibal Buress, and also the Rick and Morty, the 10th best sci-fi show of all time, musical Rick Experience, they call it. Allie, what's this game called?
It's called Real Episode, Fake Episode.
Real episode or fake episode, ooh-ho, ooh-ho. One is real, the other's fake. Come on, play, it's a piece of cake. Real episode or fake episode? Come on and show us what you know. Real episode, fake episode.
All right, the callers are on the line. It sounds like they're going to have to choose which episode is the real title of a Rick and Morty episode.
Exactly. I'm going to give you three episode titles. Just let me know which one is the real Rick and Morty episode.
All right, let's begin.
Our first contestant
with Adam in Hesperia. Morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Hey, Adam. Do you know what you're doing here?
Yes, I do.
All right. Tell me which one is the real Rick and Morty episode. Is it Big Trouble with Dave Sanchez, Big Trouble in Little Sanchez, or Big Trouble with Dirty Sanchez?
Big Trouble in Little Sanchez.
You are correct. We go.
Nicely done.
I definitely don't want to see that last one. I know that.
No, you don't.
Let's go to Robert in Signal Hill. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
All right, Robert, tell me which one is the real episode of Rick and Morty. Is it Rixty Minutes, Gone in Rixty Seconds, or When I'm Rixty 4?
I'll say Gone in Rixty Seconds.
No, it's Rixty Minutes.
Bummer.
I know.
I wouldn't have known, and I would have guessed the same one, too, by the way. But sorry, not today.
All right, Mario in Boyle Heights. Hi.
Love a love a dub dub.
Right?
Exactly.
And to you as well.
Exactly. All right, which one is the real Rick and Morty episode? Is it Follow the Yellow Rick Road, White Ricks, or A Rickle in Time?
Rickle in Time.
Yes.
Nice.
Let me tell you something about Mario. He wasn't guessing. He knew that one. He knows his episode titles.
True.
Let's go to Jake in Whittier. Hi, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, Jake, which one is the real Rick and Morty episode? Is it Tuesdays with Morty, Total Recall, or Private Rick?
Total Recall.
Yes.
Look at this.
Nice.
By the way, are there any ladies who watch the Rick and Morty?
Let's check. Let's go to Lou in Anaheim. Hi, Lou.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Lou. You are a lady.
You surprised us. Okay, great. So you're a big Rick and Morty fan. This is perfect for you. We're playing for Adult Swim Festival tickets. Here's Allie.
All right, which is the real Rick and Morty episode? Is it Get Swifty, Night Swift, or Swiffer? I don't even know her.
Get Swifty.
It is indeed.
All right, then we've got time for a couple more.
All right, let's go to John in Arcadia. Hi, John.
Hey, Johnny Rick.
Pickle Rick. All right, tell me which one is the real Rick and Morty episode. Is it The Wedding Snatchers, The Wedding Smoochers, or The Wedding Squanchers?
The Wedding Squanchers.
Yes.
Real episode, fake episode.
This is the best prepared group of contestants ever.
The show's awesome. That's why. Kat in Cerritos. Hi.
Hi.
Kat's a lady, too.
Yep. Okay. Our final contestant, Kat. Good luck.
All right. Which one is the real Rick and Morty episode? Is it the Whirly Durly Conspiracy, the Hurly Burly Chronicles, or the Ralph Furley Monologues?
The Whirly Durly Conspiracy.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Adam and Mario and Jake and Lou and John and Kat all in the running. Who wins a pair of weekend passes to the Adult Swim Festival at the Row, DTLA, October 6th and 7th?
The winner is John.
John.
Yay! All right. Congratulations, John.
Thank you, guys. That's awesome.
Thank you. Enjoy it, and thanks for playing the game.
Two things you can count on Monday mornings here on K-Rock. Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network breaks down the weekend's action. That's coming up at 8. And great news, which is coming up right after the top of the hour. About 5 minutes from right now. First, Allie's got what's happening.
I don't know about you guys, but I have been desperate for some Gary Busey music.
Well, I think it's safe to say
it's
we all are.
Understandable, yeah. Right? Absolutely. It just as a people.
Sure.
It's just something we want.
That's what we've been missing?
Yes, yes. At the ripe old age of 74, actor Gary Busey is gearing up to release his debut single. The two-song single includes an original recording called All the Way, as well as a new version of Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away, which he originally covered in the 1978 biopic, The Buddy Holly Story, which he received an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor.
He did. He was phenomenal in that, and his career peaked at that moment.
Interesting. Did you know that he started his career as a session drummer before transitioning into acting?
I did not.
You did too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, he recorded the single with his godson, Teddy Jack, son of legendary producer Leon Russell. So pre-orders for the single are now ongoing via the crowdfunding website Pledge Music.
Ah.
So if you go there, you can see a little video of him hyping the release. But I feel good about it, you guys.
Same.
Why is he doing this?
I don't.
Okay.
He's got the music inside him. What's he supposed to do with it?
Like, Kevin, he's Dance or Die. And you just, like, he did a pirouette when he came into the studio this morning.
I mean, that's how I live.
But you really did do a pirouette. His foot got, like, stuck on the carpet. It was weird.
It was an accidental pirouette.
Yeah.
It's just odd at 74 to go, I got to record my first single.
I like that, though. I like that he's doing that.
All right.
Well, I don't necessarily know that it's going to be great, but I like that he's doing it.
He will one day be either president or vice president of this country, I'm convinced, by the way.
Wow. I didn't see the Buddy Holly story, but he was amazing?
He was amazing in it, yeah. I mean, a well-deserved Academy Award nomination. And that was before he got into the accident that made him, you know, that screwed up his head and his face and everything else.
Rude.
Well, I mean, you know, he's had some problems, some brain problems since then, but this was before that.
And he sang all the songs.
Oh, yeah, he sure did.
Wow. I have no idea.
I didn't either.
It's a good movie.
Okay. I'm going to believe you because it appears to be true. You don't just get an Academy Award nom for a not great movie.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Well, apparently Les Moonves will not be attending the Emmys tonight. Because CBS did not extend him an invitation.
I assume so.
So, yeah, he's not only not invited, but don't you think even if he got the invite, he'd be like, I think I'll pass.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be heading out there.
And even if he did head out there, don't you think somebody else would go, maybe you'll pass?
Yeah, tell you what, Les, why don't you just stay in the car and just circle? That's what they're going to do. Yeah, even though the fact that he helmed 18 nominated programs, obviously it's just too much of a story to have him walk in the red carpet. I mean, what would they ask him about?
Right?
Right?
Not about the Amazing Race, that's for sure.
Ew. Crazy stuff.
And do you have any interest at all in the Emmys tonight? I have none.
I think I have a little bit more than none. Mm-hmm. But just here's the thing. I just want to be right in that Michael Che and Colin Jost are horrible.
How come?
I don't know.
I think
why.
They're going to be horrible, but yeah. I hope I'm wrong.
You do hope you're wrong. Okay, that's nice. Yeah, you're nicer than me.
Well, why wouldn't you want them to be entertaining and surprise you?
Because then I'd be wrong that they're horrible at everything.
Okay.
I see. And that's more important to you.
A little bit.
Okay.
But I will watch a little bit of it.
Let Jimmy Kimmel host. That's what I'm saying.
All shows.
All shows?
Yeah. Yeah. For reals.
Right. Yeah. Or Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Sure. That's a good choice, sure. too.
Yeah.
Or Gary Busey.
Or Gary
with
Busey.
With Les Moonves.
All right. I think we'll stop this now. I don't understand why this keeps happening, but Mel B has once again claimed the Spice Girls are getting back together for a reunion tour.
Stop it.
She said this on The Late Late Show with James Corden, and she said Baby Spice, Sporty Spice, and Ginger Spice all for sure joining.
Stop
However,
it.
When it comes to Posh Spice, things are a little bit more up in the air. We'll see about that one, she said, before adding she may join us for a few shows. She's sticking with the story.
Yeah.
So is she just trying to will it into existence? Like,
I think so.
Keep putting it out there, it will happen.
It's possible, but are they making any progress on it?
I don't think so. I think just every few months she's like, by the way, have I mentioned?
Hey,
everyone's like,
this?
Wait, what? Really? And then they're like, wait, you keep saying that, but then no one does anything about it.
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
Do you think a lot of people would buy tickets to go see 4/5 of the Spice Girls?
Probably, just for the novelty of it, sure. Mm-hmm.
Is that how they'll build themselves, Bean? 4/5?
4/5 of the Spice Girls, yep.
I mean, why not? I'm not that interested. Hey, coming up, I'm going to tell you about Matthew Perry, who has been in the hospital for 3 months.
What?
3 months, you guys. I feel like maybe he'd get a little bit better if he had the apology from Kevin and Bean. After all these years of thinking the Friends cast was awful,
then we gave him his apology.
We listened to the tape and we're like, no, it's just Kevin who was awful.
Is that what put him in the hospital?
It isn't, but I'm sure it didn't help.
All of the rage toward us?
I'm sure it didn't help, but I will tell you his story coming up. But first, some birthdays for you. Rapper Flo Rida, right? What happened to that dude? Baz Luhrmann. He's talented.
He is.
He really sure is. Talented guy. Phil Jackson and Cassandra Peterson. How do you know that name?
Former K-Rock DJ.
Former K-Rock DJ, and of course, most know her as...
The girl that dresses up like a vampire.
Uh-huh. Does she have a name, do you think?
She does. It's Cassandra Peterson. Don't ask
right?
stupid questions.
But what is she better known as? What's her their famous stage name?
Come on, Kevin.
You can do it. Kevin.
He's a little bead of sweat.
She's really famous.
Cassandra Peterson.
Right.
She's so
right.
famous, though.
Oh, I'm glad we got that settled.
One name.
Elvira. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Yay! Did Chip tell you?
No. I think
oh,
the one
he came
name
up
helped
with that.
The one name actually worked.
Not okay. bad.
Plus, I had a minute, a full minute.
It was a good minute, yeah. That's what's happening.
Hey, all this week on K-Rock, we're giving away 4 packs of passes to the opening night of Not Scary Farm. It's a K-Rock takeover this Thursday with our friend Megan Holiday broadcasting live. You can go to krock.com for a chance to win or keep on listening to us. We've got another pair coming up this hour on the Kevin and Bean Show for you. It is Monday. That means it's time for Great News.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for Great News Today.
Great news!
I thought we discussed Allie going first.
We did.
But usually,
we're all just sitting
somebody,
here looking at her.
One okay. of you says, here's what we do every Monday.
Every Monday we give you great news. Here's Allie.
You know, you can do that, too.
What's she looking for, Bean?
I'm not sure.
We have to start doing things that just make us look like we've got our act together here, because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
That's our bad.
Yeah.
That guy's right.
That's my bad. I just thought one of you would say, this is what we do every Monday. There's such bad news, but this is great news, and we hope to lift your spirits just a smidge.
And now, here's Allie with... Great news!
Well, it's only September. We're a ways away from, you know, winter and Christmas, but not so in one Ohio neighborhood, because they have already decorated for Christmas. Several homes in this neighborhood already have Christmas lights up, wreaths on the door, but it's all for a very good reason.
More than one house?
Yes.
Wow.
This is all to bring holiday cheer to a two-year-old... Little boy named Brody Allen. He has a rare type of brain cancer and may just have weeks to live.
Oh, man. Yeah. We were all having a good holiday time here, Allie.
He was diagnosed with cancer in May of this year. They thought he had an inner ear infection. Turned out, we could stop the music.
That's not going to. Less than that.
Yeah. It turns out he had a tumor and the chemo isn't, again, the chemo isn't helping. It's a really sad situation. I hate that you're laughing so hard. I hate that Bean is doing that with the music. And I just...
I'm also laughing because I chose this story and then I said, well, you know what? Too sad.
I'm not going to do it.
So wait, I feel like we're off track. So the little kid is super sick and they're decorating for Christmas.
Yes.
Why?
Here's the reason why. When Brody's chemo treatment journey ended, they made a promise to make each day a little bit better than the next. And they want to do anything that they could to bring him as much joy and happiness as they could.
Stop playing
because
that.
He only had a short time left. And he loves Christmas. That was one of his favorite things. God damn it.
That's a nice story. Okay, so they decorated for Christmas. This is like, hey, I'm not going to be alive for the Star Wars movie. Show it to me early. It's one of those deals.
Sure, sure. So the family had an idea to celebrate Christmas early. They put it out on Facebook, and people started stopping by with decorations.
Oh, that's awesome.
They decorated the house for him. They have a tree. A guy named Ryan who does the Cincinnati Christmas lights just keeps showing up with a bunch more stuff. But now the whole neighborhood has joined in as well. So there are houses upon houses that are all decorated. And his mom says that every day he wakes up, he has Christmas lights outside, the tree inside, and he wakes up so happy, he's just ecstatic. So here's the quote that I thought was just lovely. I think Christmas is more than just lights. It's a feeling. And for everybody, the Christmas spirit kind of came early this year, and it's spreading to everybody, even our neighbors. So they're making the best of a horrible situation and trying to make every last minute of this little guy's life better. And I hate both of you so much.
That's a sweet story, but this music is driving me crazy.
My great news.
Mine is high school custodian Carolyn Collins was about to take out the trash one early morning. It was dark, and she heard a loud knock on the cafeteria door. She looked out, and there were two students, a boy and a girl, who were looking at her nervously. They say, can we please... Nope. And that had nothing to do with Christmas.
Okay. We love Christmas.
Can we please come in? Asked the boy, even though school didn't start for a couple of hours. They lived with their mom in their car, and she dropped them off early so that they could get ready for school using the shower there in the bathrooms and stuff. And they were waiting outside, so they knocked on the door, and they said, can we come in? Is it all right? She realized they were hungry and that they had were homeless and that they needed more help than just showers. So she got them some food. And then she went to the principal. And this is what I think is amazing because, again, this is a high school custodian. Mm-hmm. They don't get paid a tremendous amount.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She went to them and she said, I need a space, a relatively big space where I can keep supplies for homeless children. And then she went to the dollar store and she spent $200 on socks and toothbrushes and all kinds of different stuff. If you're homeless, she had clothes. There was even a couple of things, couple prom dresses in there. And this was her closet of kindness, she said.
Aww.
And if somebody needed something, they knew. She said there were about 10 to 15% of the kids at any point are homeless at that school. So it's a huge issue. But they didn't have to make a big deal out of it. They would just go whisper to her and she would take them in. She would open the closet and they could take anything that they wanted. And just move on with their lives.
What
How
a
sweet
woman.
Is that?
Yeah.
So sweet.
Were the kids living in an SUV or a sedan, does it say?
It doesn't give the make and model, Bean.
Okay. Because it's just so much roomier in an SUV. I was just wondering.
When I tell them I love you and I see the smiles on their faces, that's pure joy, she said. Everybody needs somebody. Seeing that they know that they are loved is my reward.
Oh,
How
I love
sweet
her.
Is she?
Well, I hope... Is there a way to then donate to this kindness closet?
I don't see it in the story, but I'll look for it.
Yeah.
I'll look for that. That's a good idea.
I think that would be something that people would be very willing to do.
And that's my great news.
And we'll close with this story of a young man from Santa Barbara.
Yeah, I can't wait to crap on it.
He is a high school junior. His name is Rami Zaini. He was walking home from school on Wednesday when he came across a purse in the middle of the road. He opened it to look for identification and found $10,000 in cash.
Oh, my.
By the way, what kind of a drug runner lost this purse? Who walks around with 10 grand right. in cash? He spoke to his parents and then took the purse to the Santa Barbara County Sheriff. What a great example of doing the right thing even when no one is watching, said the Sheriff's Department on Friday night. Deputies were able to contact the woman who owns the purse because, of course, her ID, everything was intact in there. What's the appropriate tip, reward, for $10,000 being returned to you intact, by the way?
I mean, if you... Boy, I would think a decent amount. I would think 10%.
You'd give 1,000.
I think so, because you wouldn't have had the other 9,000.
And 99 out of 100 people who found your 10 grand
right.
would keep your 10 grand.
And I wouldn't have any of it. So
how
I
about you, Allie? What do you think the tip is?
I'd give it at least 500.
$100 is the reward that she gave.
Uh-huh.
And I know this young man would probably say, oh, doing the right thing is what matters, but bitch, pay me, right?
I don't think $100 that's how the story ends, no.
Sheriff spokesman says that the woman must have forgotten her purse on the roof of her car and drove away. I figured this is the right thing to do, he said, if I take it and find whoever's purse it was, because if the roles were reversed and I had lost something with a significant sum of money inside, I know that I would want it back for sure, said Mr. Zaney. So I think the chances of that happening are pretty darn low with that kind of money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that it's better than we think, though. I hope more people would have done this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, very impressive, this young junior there in Santa Barbara. And that is my great news. It was fun hearing you try to come up with Elvira's name a few minutes ago. You were out on Friday. We did Cheers with Beer Mug. Uh-huh. And Muggs was talking about how decriminalization has worked so well in Amsterdam. You know, it's worked well for that country. And I said, Muggs, Amsterdam's not a country. And he's like, I know that. I'm like, what country is it in? He said, Denmark. I said, nope. And it went on and on and on like that. And it just got me thinking about the things that we remember versus the things that we don't remember. And Muggs remembers next to nothing. And, of course, you know
Same.
Me, I have no memory of most of my entire life.
Yeah, I think that's... somehow related to your head-on collision at 15, I assume.
I think so.
That probably had a lot to do with it.
So I am not a guy with a great memory, that's for sure. And it's troubling, for sure. But there's a story in the news about Sean McVay, the hunky coach of the Los Angeles Rams, who apparently has a superhuman ability to recall anything he has ever seen on a football field. He says this doesn't translate into, like, remembering all the reporters' names or anything like that. Doesn't help him at all in any of his other aspects of his life. It's only football. And a lot of it is that, you know, it's his job and he's really good at it. But he says it's just he spends his whole life looking at it and thinking about it and replaying those things in his mind. So somebody can come up and go, hey, that 3rd and 5 in the third quarter in 2012. And he'll know what play you're talking about.
What?
It's a photographic memory of everything he's ever seen.
Photographic
in football.
Memory is cheating when it comes to remembering things. That's ridiculous.
I mean, I guess for your if that's your job, though, I mean, what would be better than that? Because every time a situation comes up during the game, you can remember the last 10 times you've done it and have a good guess. This might be a situation where you might give a player a ball to run instead of maybe throwing an interception into the last 30 seconds of a Super Bowl. As an example, if you had that sort of memory, it seems like it would be very helpful. So we thought it would be fun today, speaking of memory, we thought it would be fun to find out what things you have memorized. I used to know a girl who could knew all the states alphabetically, and she could just rattle it off without even thinking about it.
Super helpful.
In like 10 seconds, she could rattle off all the states. There are people who have memorized pi, the mathematical formula, to 100 digits, for instance. So we want to know, what have you memorized at 1-800-520-1067? People, Allie, you were suggesting when we talked about this off the air, there are people who probably have memorized super long poems or chapters of books, for instance.
Yeah, that's annoying. Whole chapter of a book?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you do with that?
Hey, you want to hear this chapter?
Hey, you
want to
hear again?
I bet there are people who have memorized large chunks of the Bible. Wouldn't you imagine?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Because they're into it, you know. Mm-hmm. So 1-800-520-1067. If you've memorized the periodic table, whatever it is that you've memorized, we want to hear from you and about your memory. And, Kevin, you were telling us off here that there's actually some stuff that you've memorized, which surprised us.
No, it didn't surprise you. But this is more useful than weird non-sequitur stuff. Mm-hmm. This is, I got so tired of having to go get my wallet to give somebody my credit card number. Mm-hmm. So I sat down and learned three different credit cards, driver's license, what else?
Social Security.
Mm-hmm. Like all of that I can tell you, including month and date of expiration,
okay,
a code,
give
all that
stuff.
Give me
one of the credit cards.
Nope.
Okay. All right.
But I can do like three of them, and then I have my driver's license, and wow, I know that number, and I just get tired of having to go look for stuff. So I just sat down one day and I said, this is ridiculous. I'm just going to learn it.
Okay. That is super smart. I do that with my primary credit card as well for the exact same reason, because you don't want to have to go dig your wallet out when you're just trying to buy something
just
online,
one?
Right?
You just do one, though?
I just do one. I don't see the need to do more than one.
Well, sometimes they don't work.
Okay, all right. I hadn't factored that in. So, Kevin, this is interesting to me. So those are what, like 15-digit numbers,
yep,
plus you've got to remember the little bonus numbers on the side, and
yep,
you've got to remember the expiration date. Okay, why do you have so much trouble with your email passwords then? They're like six letters.
Because they change all the time. Because then I forget, and then I do it again, and I do something that's super memorable, and then 1 minute later, I can't remember it.
All right. So credit card, that's something you could remember once.
It stays the same.
And not worry about it.
And I don't have to change it. Yeah.
A couple of years. That's very smart.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bean.
Wow.
I don't think you've ever said that to me.
How about you, Allie? Do you have you memorized anything?
No. You know, I think song lyrics. I know almost every song lyric.
You do have a crazy encyclopedia. Yes.
Yeah, I know a lot of songs from when I was a kid.
Especially rap songs.
Yes, but even songs from like when I was a kid that I haven't listened to since I was a kid.
You would still be able to sing.
I will hear it, and I know all the words, and I'm like, why did this stay? And I had a camera guy at Channel 5 when I worked there that would say, "You are a bastion of useless knowledge." Like my knowledge that no one should know, like things I memorized from TV shows from back in the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not helpful.
So is any of it helpful?
Then? None of it.
Well, although you do like knowing lyrics.
Sure.
Right? You can sing along or whatever.
I can sing along, Kevin.
Let's take one call real quick at 1-800-520-1067. I'm very curious to hear, by the way, I got a text from somebody who can remember all the books of the Bible in order, which I think is interesting. But if that's you, please call us. Let's go to Jose, South L.A., line 4, up first on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about unusual things that you committed to memory for whatever reason. What say you, sir?
I've committed the preamble.
To the Constitution?
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what other preamble you could be referring to.
I mean, that is really the only one.
Is there another one?
I don't know, but you just said the preamble as if it's assumed.
And you also put a question mark at the end of it.
We would enjoy very much hearing the preamble to the Constitution.
Okay. We the people of the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for our common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity.
You're starting to slur. You all right?
You really are.
He's losing oxygen. All right, Jose, take it easy.
You are no founding father. Why do you know that?
I think it was like a school of rock.
School of Rock.
Back in the days.
Right. But weren't there a lot of those?
And I work in politics now. And
you work in politics.
And that helps a little bit.
I bet you're a dynamic politician.
No, not yet.
Right.
Okay. All right. Jose, 2020. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. What have you memorized? We'll talk to you next on camera.
Just ahead of the Arctic Monkeys, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Mike in Anaheim. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do? We're talking about people who remember exceptional things. Sean McVay of the Rams can remember every football play he's ever seen. What have you committed to memory, sir?
So I know the alphabet backwards. I'm not sure how that's going to help our previous caller because he sounded like a morning drinker.
I can do the alphabet backwards too, just by thinking about it in my head. You know, as I go,
I can't do it either way,
backwards in the letters. But I certainly haven't memorized it. Would you mind doing it for us?
Yeah. Z Y X W V U T S R Q P O N M L K J I H G F E D C B A.
Oh, you must get laid all the time. Am I right?
I'm swimming in it.
Mike, great work. We appreciate it. What have you memorized? I'm very disappointed there's no one on who can know pi to 100 digits so far, but maybe you're still calling. Well, we'll talk to you right after the Arctic Monkeys here on the world famous K-Rock. Jorge from Orange. I worked in a bank for 7 years and memorized my regular customers' account numbers and social security numbers.
Oh, no.
And since elementary school, I can sing the 50 U.S. states alphabetically. Again, don't know how that's helpful. At least the first one is helpful in your job, but we're talking about unusual things that you have memorized at 1-800-520-1067. And by the way, we do have a pie call on line one, but let's get to Janine first, line seven, calling us from Torrance. Janine, thank you for calling. Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show.
Hi, I have memorized the movie Young Frankenstein.
The entire movie?
Not just quotes?
Yeah, no, the whole thing. From beginning to end, if you get me started, I can, you know.
Did you sit down and try to make that happen, or is it just the way your brain works?
A little of both. I watched it a lot, yeah. And it's also kind of the way my brain works a little bit. So yeah.
Now, do you need to be watching the movie in order to kind of mouth along, or is it something you can do like now?
A little of both. I can definitely mouth along with the movie, and it, like I said, what do you need?
Well, let's hear a chunk.
Chunk might be a huge word.
Yeah, that's a different word.
Go ahead.
You know, there's the part where he's when the monster goes into this is the first thing that comes to my head, when the monster goes into the blind man's house and he leaves because he burns himself and he yells, I was going to make espresso, or
is that the only movie that you can do that with?
Yeah, that's the only movie.
Wow, that's strange.
Okay. I actually wrote it all down once. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Janine.
All right. She didn't bring it, by the way. I didn't hear a lot of dial. I heard a line from a movie is all I heard. But I'm still going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Pretty judgmental.
Well, I'm just saying.
She wrote it down, for God's sake.
I was asking for a chunk.
Right.
All right, let's go to my pie guy, John in L.A., line one. John,
why are you so excited about this, Bean?
Because this is the type of thing that I want to know why somebody would commit to memory. Because talk about something you will never, ever, ever use. John, why did you memorize pi to so many digits?
I was really bored overseas.
Okay. All right. And
it's going to take more than bored to get me to memorize that.
And explain to our listeners what pi is.
So pi is basically trying to come up with the circumference of a circle. It goes on for forever. We don't know the end of it, but I know up to roughly about 35 if I don't mess myself up.
35. All right, go.
Let's hear it.
3.14159265 3589793238462643383279502288.
Oh, you messed up on number 28, dude. I'm sorry. You were so close, but thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right, let's try Matt in Orange, line four, up next on the Kevin DeBean Show, talking about things you've memorized. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks.
What did you memorize?
Memorized all the books of the Bible in order. I had to do it because I'm a teacher, and I assigned 180 kids to memorize the books of the Bible.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Matt, because this annoys me. The only reason you did it is because you assigned it. What's the point of assigning that to students? Why do they need to know them in order?
I already knew it as a kid growing up, but I assigned it to them because we're doing a unit on the books of the, or on the Bible.
Right.
And in religion class, you want to be able to flip to the pages quickly and effectively just so you could start reading the Bible on your own.
Oh, I got you. So if you say Mark, they know it's the second book in the New Testament, then go right there. Okay, I got you.
Right.
That actually makes sense. We did not think you were going to come up with an answer for that one.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad I have an answer for the assignment.
All right.
I was talking to my wife about it, letting her know I'm on hold, and she's actually way better at it than I am, so I'm going to pass it over to her.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow, they were all perfect for each other, aren't they?
They sure are.
Yeah, we are. Here she is.
All right.
Okay.
Guys, this is my first time on K-Rock. I'm pretty excited and a little bit nervous.
You need to get okay? You need to get away from Matt immediately.
You really do.
So, here's the big question. You know, Old Testament or New Testament?
We got to go King James Version.
I think we go old.
Yeah, let's do old Matt's wife. Do you mind?
Oh, my name's Angela, but you can call me Matt's wife. I'm totally cool
with
that.
Angela, Old Testament. Here we go.
Go.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Michael, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi.
What was the last one?
Malachi?
We call it Malachi.
Malachi?
Yes!
Yes! Awesome!
Angela, you are incredible. Thank you for the call, and thank you for being on K-Rock for your first time ever.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
We got a Hall of Fame hour coming up between 8 and 9 today.
Yeah, we do.
First of all, Andrew Siciliano will be talking about one of the strangest football weekends in a long time, coming up just after 8. Omar had a death-defying run-in with the Zero Club. He's going to tell us that story. And we haven't even mentioned this yet. Kevin, a surprise for you.
No.
Just after 8:30.
No.
No. Yes.
No,
yes.
No. This is never good.
This is good.
It's a new moment with, what is it?
Mm-mm. Nope. I'm telling you. Should I say anything at all?
No. Okay. No. It's just going to be something that will delight you to no end.
For real, though. Not just for real.
I swear.
No. You are going to be so. All right. Here, this will tell you something.
All right.
I would so vote against this. That's how.
That should tell you.
This is not for me.
All right.
It's so for you.
All right. Then I'm in.
You're going to love it. So that's Andrew Siciliano, Omar Zero Club. Super special surprise for Kevin, all coming up between 8 and 9. You definitely don't want to miss the upcoming hour. First, Allie is here with what's happening on a Monday.
Well, we found out last month a spokeswoman for the actor Matthew Perry said that he underwent an operation in Los Angeles and was grateful for the concern and asked for continued privacy as he heals, but the exact nature of the illness was not disclosed. Well, we now know that Matthew Perry has spent 3 months in the hospital following surgery to repair a ruptured bowel.
Oh. And look at who he grew up to be. Like one of the most famous white people ever.
Well.
Wow.
Yeah.
How was that kept a secret for 3 months?
I don't know. But on Friday, he tweeted that he was still in the hospital. He tweeted, 3 months in a hospital bed. Check. It was his first tweet since March. And this article says that a punctured bowel or gastrointestinal perforation can occur along any point in the wall of the gastrointestinal tract, including the stomach, small intestine, large intestine. Symptoms include severe abdominal pain, and experts say that a three-month bedridden recovery is normal given his condition.
3 months?
Wow. But Jennifer Aniston's okay, right?
She seems to
be
all right.
Fine, yeah. Okay, good. Good.
Thank you.
Except for her dry eye. Except for that.
Yeah, she does have very dry eyes. Yeah.
I've not noticed that.
Something that she sells that drops.
Oh, okay.
For her eyes because they're real dry.
Gotcha.
So remember about a month ago, Ariana Grande did that interview where she said that her grandfather had changed her last name to Grande.
Why are you bringing this up again?
Yeah, because it's back
Ariana
in the news.
Grande?
It's back in the news because
this
another...
Is the one that you, this is the story that you guys won't give me an apology on?
No, because you think you're right and you're not. Because here's the thing. So some new DJ put out a clip of her saying just that.
Right.
But didn't include where she says, oh, no, my grandfather changed it, blah, blah, blah. So all these people that didn't see the story the first time are like, oh, we've been saying it wrong this whole time, instead of listening to the full explanation. Looking at you, Kevin and Bean, listeners that keep sending this story in. But it
also...
I do
find it funny. Let me just interrupt for a second. Mm-hmm. I do find it funny when somebody goes, I don't know what to think now. Kevin may have been right.
Right.
Allie is on it like
I'm
that,
like,
man.
Nope.
She's not
going to
have it.
Indeed, he is not right. All is normal with the world. Let's all understand that.
But a tweet is up 4 seconds by the time she responds.
It's like a giant game of whack-a-mole.
Take it easy. Let him think I'm right for 5 minutes.
No, I can't.
The downside.
I'm trying to help them because it has messed up their day, like just thinking that it's possible that
gotcha.
You were right this whole time. Here's why I bring it up. because this video prompted somebody to then tweet, well, we pronounce Chrissy Teigen's name wrong all the time. And she quote tweets it and says, word, gave up a long time ago. And then she wrote, last name is Teigen, not
what?
Teigen.
What?
And people
what?
Are like, but wait, what? Here, let me have her explain it to you.
I'm tired of living this lie. It's Teigen. Isn't it, Mom?
Yep.
I told you, it's Teigen.
So then people are responding
what's
to her.
What's happening there? What are they doing?
But wait, when you say it, it's Teigen. And she writes, I know. I even correct people when they say it correctly. It's all very effed up. But this is my favorite of her responses. She said, I don't correct people, ever. They can call me Janet. I won't. Wrong order? I'll eat it. Taxi going to the wrong airport? I'll change my flight.
Can I hear the clip again with her mom?
Yes.
I'm tired of living this lie. It's Teigen. Isn't it, Mom?
Yep.
Her mom is on storage wars.
Is that what that was?
Yep.
No, oh, but this just sounds exactly like it.
Exactly.
Well, she's in the background, like in the kitchen. Yep. Chrissy's laying on the couch, so she's yelling it from far away, but she does sound like she's on storage wars.
Yep. So people say her name wrong all the time, even when she goes out on television appearances and stuff like that, and she never says to the booker or whoever, hey, it's Teigen. She just lets it roll?
She lets it roll, and she introduces herself as Chrissy Teigen.
Because that's how everybody else pronounces it.
It's on her at this point, right?
Yeah, totally.
It's crazy.
What?
Yeah. Or Conspiracy Alley.
Oh.
Chrissy Teigen is
messing with us.
Such a troll.
Yes.
That this would be brilliant for her just to be like.
This does sound like on brand.
Absolutely what I'm saying. And it's spelled T-E-I-G-E-N. I know that doesn't matter, but it would be spelled Teigen if it was correct.
Right, Mom?
My brain hurts.
Okay.
Just saying, it would be very her to do this.
You know what?
And I respect it.
I think you're right. I think she's trolling. I do. Because there's no way she spent the last 15 years of being a famous person and having every single person say her name wrong. No way.
Yeah, it didn't make sense. That's unless crazy. Maybe she got to a point where it just wasn't worth correcting. Just go with it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Very funny, though.
I like it. I like
it all. She's delightful, isn't she?
She is a funny, clever, sharp, smart woman.
And it's Ariana Grande, right? Okay.
Oh, right, good. The mom agrees? Okay, Kevin.
At least
sticking with it.
At least Chrissy Teigen-Teigen is all of those and a supermodel, too, by
sure,
the way.
Sure, there's
that. Yeah. Appears to be a really great mom, great wife.
Great wife, yeah.
She cooks like a demon, has cookbooks out. I mean, she is a bitch! She does it
she does
all.
Everything right?
Oh, man. All right, some birthdays for you. Phil Jackson, Baz Luhrmann, Flo Rida, and Cassandra Peterson, who we found out is who? Yes, Kevin! That's what's happening.
Kevin, were you with Andrew Siciliano on the Red Zone on DirecTV yesterday?
Was I with him? No.
Yeah. I mean, did you watch? Were you watching him?
I did not. Because I went to the game.
Because you went to the Rams game, right. I understand there was a disaster early on. Andrew, is it true you dropped your coffee early in the broadcast?
Good morning, guys. It was it was an affront against humanity. It was horrible. I was I just walked into the studio. Hi, Ellie, as well. And it was like 6:50 a.m. and I had a massive 5-shot Starbucks Americano. And I'll be honest, I was trying to do the social media thing as well and trying to do like an Instagram video, and I dropped it and spilled all over the floor. It's my fault.
Andrew, can I just take a break in 1 second and just say, hey, Bean.
Yeah.
How much can you care about this?
I'm just saying, Andrew has a routine. Why? Andrew has a routine that he sticks to meticulously, and that's why he's been so successful 15 seasons in. Mm. And if one little thing goes wrong, I know that that would put off my entire day. I would think, oh, great, this is the way it's going to be today. Because he had a lot of broadcasting still to go.
Right.
He just showed up, and that's how he starts his day. I'm proud of you for recovering and being able to go on with the show, Andrew.
Thank you. It was It was a rough day.
Honestly. I know it was.
Hey, can we talk football?
Set me back. I got cranky immediately.
I have sympathy for Andrew, Kevin. I'm sorry if you don't care about him as a friend.
I don't care about his coffee. No.
All right. Speaking of football, nobody's talking about the Chargers win yesterday because they are talking about one of the strangest things that's ever happened in the NFL. Andrew, you've probably spent a little more time with the Vontae Davis story than we have. We talked about it first thing this morning. What do we know about a player who quits at halftime, puts on his street clothes, and drives away?
Remember in Office Space with the line, I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yes. You mean you're going to quit? No, I just don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Right.
And Vontae Davis has played 10 years. He's been a Pro Bowler. Right? He's played for the Dolphins. He's played for the Colts. He's a good player. He's the brother of Vernon Davis, the tight end who's lasted forever, the guy that plays now for the Redskins. Mm-hmm. And at halftime, or I guess late in the second quarter, he just made this decision, I don't want to do this anymore. And he
but
got to the locker room at halftime.
Not meaning the game.
No. Nope.
Meaning his NFL career.
No. Nope. Yep. It was a home game. He just went home at halftime.
Is he crazy? Has he done stuff like this before?
No. He's never been anyone that acted erratically. Hey, look, there's part of me that says, this is a violent game. You guys have been on the field. Every tackle feels like a car crash. And I mean that. That's not an exaggeration. Every tackle feels like a car crash.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's part of me that says, hey, dude, hats off to you. You just decided you got a wife and kids that I don't want to do this anymore. However, the other side of it is you could at least finish the game. Everyone's like, there are a bunch of players that went on Twitter last night and said, no, that's not retiring at halftime. That's quitting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I was listening to Petros Papadakis talk about this, and he said, not only do you not quit at halftime, but if you sign up for the season, basically, you owe your teammates to play out the season the best you can. It's not just a one-game thing.
No. And he wasn't even active. He signed a one-year, $5 million contract in the offseason. He wasn't active week one. They decided not to dress him. I don't know if he was banged up or not, but he didn't dress. So this was his first game.
His first half of a game.
he made it. He made it through 2.5 quarters. One and a half quarters.
Yeah. It is. It's. I mean, but it's rare that something happens you've never seen in football before.
And
right.
The other weird part about it is that he didn't, from what I heard, didn't say anything to anyone about it.
No.
Left.
He didn't really tell anyone. And they asked the coach Sean McDermott after the game, who's got enough problems. I mean, his team's been blown out in two games.
Right.
And he said he told us he was done. He didn't want to do this anymore.
Okay. And all right. Fair enough.
Just went home.
Well, I hope he's okay.
That's one of the weirdest things that's ever happened.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I know they've got some money things to work out with bonuses and everything. All right. Let's hit a couple of games real fast, Andrew. I think the most am I wrong about this? Perhaps the most impressive team on any field yesterday was our Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, I mean, Todd Gurley, look, here's the Rams have not only shut out the opponent in six straight quarters, they had a back-and-forth first half in Oakland on Monday night, then they blew them out in the second half. They dominated all day yesterday, so they've held the opposition scoreless in six straight quarters. They had actually only allowed the opposition to run four plays in Rams territory in the last six quarters.
Yeah.
So they're not even getting to midfield.
Yeah, I was at the game yesterday, and Arizona didn't even get out of their own half of the field at all. It was crazy. They didn't almost score accidentally.
They ran one play in Rams territory.
Yes.
It was the second to last play of the game.
And you get points for that or no?
No, there are no points for that.
Kevin was already driving home.
50 yards into the other part that's painted at the end of the field. And why the Cardinals don't put in Manhattan Beach Josh
right?
is beyond me.
Agreed.
Just put Josh Rosen in there.
The other overriding story of the weekend was, does anybody know how to kick a football anymore?
It was the worst weekend for kickers I've ever seen. And this is the only time that I can ever stand here, although I'm sitting, and say without reservation that with a kicker, the Browns would be 2-0.
Whoa.
Let's not be ridiculous.
They would have found another way to lose it.
First of all, you're right, they might have. But they lead the NFL in takeaways. They have 8 takeaways.
Right. In other words, that's defense. Good. Right.
They would have won the game in overtime last week. That is a fact if their guy had made the kick in overtime, uh-huh. period. And yesterday, they missed two extra points and two field goals, or one extra point and two field goals, including a field goal that would have tied it and sent it to overtime at the end.
I did find it funny that they asked the head coach if they were going to have to find a new kicker this week, and he said, I can't answer that until tomorrow.
they're already trying out kickers today. They have to do it fast. They have a game Thursday.
Who is the ex-Cowboys kicker that was trending yesterday as being available, and everybody was saying he's going to get a call from either Cleveland or Minnesota this week?
Dan Bailey. He may get calls from other teams as well. I tweeted during the day that if I'm Dan Bailey, I put my phone on do not disturb and just make everyone text me, don't answer anything, and then maybe have a bottle of wine Sunday night and, you know, sift through the offers and pick one. Now, the issue with him is he might be injured. There's kind of a groin thing. If I don't even know what that means. But he tried out for the Jets 2 weeks ago, and the Jets didn't sign him,
okay.
which would lead you to believe there's something wrong with him physically, but he is by far, if healthy, the best option out there. He should make like a dating reality show out of it with these teams groveling for a suit.
Yes. All right. Unfortunately, we're not going to have time for much more, but I just want to hit the Patriots real fast. People should stop freaking out about the Patriots losing a game. They oftentimes lose a game early, right? It's not a big deal. They did not look great yesterday, obviously giving away way too much offense.
They are known to occasionally lose games, yes. They were dominated. Well, not dominated, but they were beaten by a better and more physical team yesterday with a quarterback that at times still looks like he's throwing couch cushions in the living room. But, you know, they get there. But how about Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels screaming at everyone on the sideline?
Yeah, I see that. That was some ugly tape, yeah, for reals.
Wow. Red faces and angry people. And,
sweet.
Yeah.
He should eat a tomato. Right? You're better.
There you go. All right, Andrew. I'm sure my Seahawks will lose on Monday night tonight, so I don't have to worry about watching that, right?
No, they might win. They might win.
They might.
They're playing the Bears, though.
Okay. No, they might. I mean, they have no one on defense. I mean, you could play linebacker today. They might need you.
Yeah, I might fly out to Chicago. That would be
awesome.
Yeah, Andrew is the host of the NFL Network's Up to the Minute and DirecTV's Red Zone channel, and he joins us Mondays at this time to recap the weekend. Hey, be careful with that coffee, man. I don't want to see something like that go down again, all right?
My hand is shaking right now.
All right, Andrew. Thank you, brother. Fine. Don't forget, Not Scary Farm Takeover is happening all this week here on K-Rock. We just gave away some to Raul Jimenez from Mission Hills. He's going to be joining our own Megan Holiday as she broadcasts live on Thursday night. Your chance to win is coming up in minutes and K-Rock.com, too. Kevin, you're surprised in about 15 minutes here on K-Rock.
Okay. Yes. I don't like it when you say that, but all right.
You are going to love it.
Okay.
And I think you're going to love this, too. Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Omar Khan joins us in the studio. Hey, Omar.
How are you?
Understand you had a death-defying experience on the road this weekend.
I did. It was Thursday. I was leaving work, and my little fuel light goes on.
Right.
And thanks to Kevin now, you're such an a-hole, because there's a lot of people now on the streets, when they see that light go off, they just scoff at it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because it's a ridiculous light. You don't need that kind of warning.
So I don't like getting gas in the afternoon. I always get it in the morning. That's just my thing, okay?
Why? Because of the heat?
No. I have no rhyme or reason, okay? That's how I roll. So I'm part of the Zero Club probably once a week.
Because, you are?
Oh, yeah. So I know
You're a dumbass then.
Listen, Bean.
Why do you need that stress in your life?
Listen,
it's not stress.
Bean.
It's really being alive, Bean.
I understand that I am a grown-ass man, and I understand that I am a huge dumbass, okay?
Okay.
Let's all just take that for granted, okay?
Okay. All right. You're a dumbass.
Okay. So I know I have about so my light goes on, I have 40 miles, mm-hmm. okay, to zero.
Right.
But I know, because I'm part of the Zero Club.
Of course.
I could go about another 20 miles after that, okay? So the light goes
20's
on.
20's questionable, but
okay,
go ahead.
Well, that's what I think, okay? Like I'm basing that on nothing,
okay,
because
good.
I am a dumbass.
Good.
So I leave work, light goes on. I have to travel about 50 miles to home.
Okay.
I got to go pick up Zoe from daycare at 12:30. I'm running a little late. So
that's how it gets you always, is that you need gas.
Yeah.
Running late, maybe you can make it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm on zero, and I still have about 10 miles to go. So I was like, I can't get gas. I don't want to be late picking up Zoe. I was like, I can make it. Okay. So I'm going and I pick Zozo up.
You got her up on time, but she had to push the car.
So.
By the way, how many famous last word stories have involved the last thing a person ever says? I can make it.
Okay. So I'm on zero. I'm driving now for maybe, 10 miles, 12 miles.
Nice.
I turn off the AC because I hear the AC, if you have it on, it uses a little extra gas.
Right. Oh.
So now I'm doing the thing where you're pressing on the gas, but you coast. You press on the gas and you kind of coast a little so I could conserve gas.
Right. I could be wrong here, but I think rolling down your windows actually uses more gas because it's putting like almost like draft on the car.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's why swimmers shave, okay? Right?
Yes.
So it's a hot summer day. I get Zoe in the car. I'm like, let's go get some gas, okay? We're going to the gas station. I'm on fumes at this point, right? I'm panicking. Zoe's hot. We get to the gas station. I pull in. Uh-huh. Everything's all cool, okay?
Right. All right.
I go and I try to pull the little latch for the gas.
Right.
My gas lid doesn't open, guys. I'm at the gas station.
Why? Has this ever happened before?
It's never happened before. I hop on my phone. First of all, I'm there trying to, you know, mess up with the lid. I try to get a little key in the gas lid. It's not opening.
Oh. Right.
I hop on my phone to see if this is a thing. This happens to Hondas from time to time.
Is that right?
I don't have AAA. I live about 2 miles away from the gas station.
You can do it.
So... Exactly. So
oh,
it was like
no.
Little YouTube tutorials of how to fix your gas lid. I was like, you know what? I can make it home and then come back.
No.
Pop, you know. So I go home.
You made it home.
So I made it home.
Yes.
I made it home, and I literally have to take apart like the seat and part of the floor to get to the little wire.
Are you positive you know where the gas tank is?
Listen. Okay. So I take everything apart, and the wire is broken. There's no fixing this thing.
Right.
So I have to YouTube another thing, and I have to take my trunk apart because the little two things are connected. Because if you pull it up, it's for the gas lid. You push it down, it'll pop up in the trunk.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm there. I'm taking everything apart. It's hot as balls. Zoe is there. Just come on, Dad. Come on, Dad.
Oh, she's not still locked inside the hot car, right?
No. She's just there. She's there. She's kind of like
just
my
there mocking.
She's like my assistant at this point.
She's got a little pipe, and she's
so
just watching her dad.
I have everything apart. I can't get the gas lid open. I'm like, are you kidding? I see this little wire, and I'm frustrated at this point, and I yank. And luckily, the lid pops open.
What?
Okay,
It worked.
The lid pops open. I get Zoe in the car. We got to go get some gas. Try it. Doesn't work.
It won't even start.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Are you kidding me? So then I do the little push on the gas thing, try to bleed the line or whatever.
Whatever
it is.
Especially not with your daughter around.
And then it kicks on.
It did.
It kicked on.
Worked.
And I was like, oh my God. Okay. So we're going to the gas station, and as soon as I pull into the gas station, the car dies.
And did you coast right
in?
Oh, look at that.
Zero club for life.
I mean, come on. It doesn't get any better than that.
Are you kidding me? Is that unbelievable or what?
Now, running out of gas, pulling into the pump is the way to go.
Oh, my God.
You're a baller.
Right?
Right.
So
really? He's a baller? Yes. None of this had to happen.
Yeah.
So Zozo now respects you more than she ever has before.
Much respect.
Now, why do you always assume that surprises are going to be bad? What percentage of the time when we say surprise break for Bean? What percentage of the time is it fantastic?
It's, okay, I concede your point.
Yeah.
It's rare.
But even though we have been telling you this is going to make your day,
right,
your week,
yes,
your month, possibly your year. There's a difference between you and Allie, though. The more you say that, the more I feel like I'm being set up.
No. No, you're going to be so happy. Allie, am I right?
Totally. And he's looking at me so skeptical right now.
He still is skeptical.
I just know Bean, the further he goes one direction, it's the opposite.
No, you are going to love this.
Okay. Okay, it has been years in the making. You know, there are some white whales out there, some guests that you always dream about having on the show, and for whatever reason, circumstances don't allow that to happen. Years have gone by, Kevin, but we do have a mystery guest on the phone that's going to make your whole day.
Why is Ellie filming this?
I just want to see your reaction forever and ever.
Mystery guest, what do you have to offer our friend Kevin?
Ha 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 ha!
Is this the hand farter?
Is this the hand farter?
Yes, it is!
How you guys doing?
Jerry!
Oh, hey, my God. This is like Christmas. This is so awesome.
Jerry Phillips from Troy, Michigan, is the manualist on YouTube. We affectionately referred him as the hand farter, and we've been playing his songs for years on the Kevin DeBede Show.
Didn't we try to track him down a bunch
for
of different...
For years!
Yeah. For years. So what happened, Jerry? How come our requests fell on deaf ears all the previous years that we've tried to get you on the show?
Well, no one ever really got a hold of me, number one.
Okay,
and,
but other
number
than
two,
that...
He's well, like, I'm not psychic.
Right. So, somebody got a hold of me and said that you were looking for me.
Uh-huh.
And so I made a phone call, and here I am.
That's and here
so
you
bizarre.
Are. Well, there's that that 6-year time delay to Michigan, you know.
Yeah.
That
was,
I guess, I mean, we do play this song all the time. I mean, it's really a tour de force. I wanted to have you open Acoustic Christmas, play it on April Fool's, or something.
anything you want, because I owe you guys big time. You're the ones who get me on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, is that a fact? Really? So we put you in touch with Jimmy Kimmel. That's amazing. And you performed on his show?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that must have been a blast.
Okay, wait.
I feel like you could have gotten a hold of him through
Hold
Jimmy.
Hold on. When was that? When did you go on Jimmy's show?
August 31st of 2007.
Oh, it's only 11 years ago.
I was thinking we should have noticed, but no, maybe not.
So, Jerry, we're so...
Right? How should I feel?
We're so fascinated. How did it all start? How did you become the world's greatest hand farter?
Well, I was 9 years old, and a photographer at a party, to keep us kids quiet, made one noise, which was... And everybody tried, and I was the only one who could do it. And within a few weeks,
all
I got notes.
All of a sudden, you're a local hero.
So
I got
now, you know, you're talking about 40 years now.
Wow.
Or almost 50 years. What am I thinking?
Wow. That's amazing.
Now, and I was 9, so 49 years.
How many songs do you know, Jerry?
Any song, period.
What? Oh, come on.
I only got 172 videos on YouTube of the hardest music.
By the way,
Jerry's
not lying. Listen to this. Eye of the Tiger, Take on Me, Sweet Child of Mine, Stairway to Heaven. I mean, you just go Hot Butter, Popcorn. You just go on and on and on. Now, is this something you do for fun in your off time or only when you're called upon to perform?
Well, I don't really go out and do it anymore. Like at the bars when I was a kid, I mean, I was 16 years old and I started playing and they brought me up when I was 16. So
trying to like a fake ID guy in there. Just
I'm just here for the farts. Yeah. have you ever been able to make any money off of it as a performer? Have people hired
I traveled the world for a good amount of time. I went to Australia and Japan and Argentina and Europe a bunch of times.
Wow.
And,
crap. We're so bad at tracking people down.
I have TV commercials. I was up for best commercial of the year, for 2007 or 8. And, just a lot of things.
Ever go on America's Got Talent?
No.
Why not? That would be perfect for you.
He already has a career beat. He doesn't need that.
They don't like that kind of thing, as you can see. If anybody who's ever tried, they won't give you a chance. So,
That's heartbreaking.
They are hand farter discrimination. That is that is un-American, as far as I'm concerned. So, in your real life there in Troy, what do you do, Jerry?
We have a store, a sporting goods store.
Okay, sporting goods store. And do you sometimes entertain the customers when they're in there?
People come in because they know they've seen me on YouTube and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they come in and they say, I just wanted to stop by to say I really like your stuff. And
what's the big request? What's the number one request?
Oh, any song that comes to their head. I mean, I can play any song there is. So
Brick House, Commodores, go.
Commodores?
Brick House.
Brick House, can you do that one, Jerry?
Yep.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best thing that's ever happened.
Well, Jerry, now that we have a phone number on you, would it be possible?
How bad are we? The guy put up 172 videos.
I know.
Toured the world.
Yes.
Was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
And we couldn't find him.
We couldn't find him. Right.
Unreal. Wow.
That's the level of quality on this program. would it be possible for you down the road, if we were to figure out a way to coordinate it with your schedule, to have you come out and perform at one of our events? Is that something you'd be interested in, Jerry?
Sure, I would.
I'm sorry?
Sure, I would.
Okay.
Okay, right. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, now. How was that for a surprise,
that's
Kevin? Did we oversell it?
That's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I sense that Kevin has a bunch of your songs in his car that he listens to driving back and forth to work, Jerry. That's how much of a fan he is. So this is a very big deal for him.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm honored.
Oh, all right. We're going to get you on one of our shows. I'll tell you that now.
That's great.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for getting back to us in a timely fashion. We very much enjoyed talking to you. And we'll see you again soon. All right, man?
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, the manualist.
Wow, that's the dude.
You are welcome.
Wow.
Yeah. Life-changing.
Life-changing.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
You've already peaked. Remember the hand farter time?
It's my hero right here.
Would you say he's your Lord and Savior, Kevin?
I would not. I would not describe anyone that way, Dean.
I think that's good advice. Just tuning in, we had the hand farter himself, Jerry Phillips, on the program a few minutes ago. We've been looking for him for a long time, and today our dream came true.
Yeah.
It's a magical day.
It was very fun.
I mean, you had an instant request for him, and he played Brick House with his hands. Like, like I've never heard.
Yep.
It's amazing.
All right, stand by for more Not Scary Farm Takeover passes. Second holiday. It's going to be broadcasted there on Thursday night, and you can join her on the way. You can actually bring that down now. We're actually. Okay. I think we're
impressive right here. Impressive, right?
Okay. Allie is here now. Time for what's happening.
No, keep going. Yeah, he sees a little silhouette. Go,
there we go.
Go.
That there's anyone more talented in the world than that man.
I don't want to do what's happening. I want to hear that whole song.
Pretty great.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than
that. It's stunning. It's stunning what he can do.
Isn't it shocking they won't let him on America's Got Talent?
I think
the country would love him.
I believe that to be true, but I think he's seen how other hand farters get treated on that show.
They're all on the message boards together. Right. Don't do it, guys.
Oh, don't do it. They hate it.
So crushing. We're better than this. All right.
Oh,
all right.
Lord, that was
you guys.
Fantastic.
So, Tom Arnold set to debut his upcoming show, Viceland's The Hunt for Trump Tapes, on Tuesday. He keeps saying he wants to get hold of the tapes from The Apprentice, where he says Trump is saying all sorts of bad words. And Mark Burnett is saying, no, no tapes exist. We're not letting those tapes be seen, even if they did exist. Well, this all came to a head. How, you ask? Well, at an Emmys party. Here's what Tom Arnold tweeted last night. Mark Burnett just went apes and choked me at this huge Emmy party. Then he ran away with this torn pink shirt and missing gold chain. I'm waiting for LAPD. And again, I said this earlier, I want to know more about this gold chain
right.
that he is wearing. Mark Burnett. Shirt. What are you doing? And then Roma Downey, who is Mark Burnett's wife, tweeted, got this bruise tonight when Tom Arnold tried to ambush my husband Mark and me at a charity event. Is your TV show worth it, Tom? Stop it. And a lot of people are saying, wow, that's like a week's old bruise that you're posting right now at 10:40 p.m.
Oh, really?
So people are questioning the validity of that bruise. And then, of course, other people, before people started weighing in, were thinking, well, Tom's lost it. Tom's
right.
completely cuckoo. Nope, he says he is filing a report. And the latest, according to his Twitter, this being Tom Arnold, he said, FYI, Kevin Bacon is a solid, reliable brawl witness. And he also says that he has videotape. Somebody has videotape, a witness. So we will maybe get to see tape of the brawl.
This sounds.
And how it happened.
Way set up to me. He had somebody ready to video.
Yeah.
And also his show's coming on when? Tuesday?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh.
So you're suggesting Tom Arnold staged this because he wanted the film.
Okay.
Because his show's coming on, yeah. This gets us all talking about it today.
True.
I would think that's true.
True.
Or. Look, I don't doubt what you're saying is very possible, but is it also possible that this is Tom Arnold's quest is to bring down Trump with these tapes as if it would make a difference to Trump supporters, and he is rarely in the same room as Mark Burnett?
Sure.
And now he was, so he felt like he had to go up and do and talk to him about it.
Sure, I mean, that's possible.
Yeah.
But did they have to get in a fight? Because Mark Burnett does not seem like that type necessarily.
No, he
not
doesn't.
Wearing pink shirts and gold chains.
No, he doesn't.
He was not dressed for a fight.
He was not dressed for a fight. I still laugh because it was Allison Hannigan's tweet that was my favorite. Walked into party behind Tom Arnold and saw him and Mark Burnett get into a fight. Thought it was a joke until security jumped in. Hashtag why I stay home.
Like, she's the hashtag cutest. Why you go out.
That is your point.
Right.
But yeah, it's just it's all very, very weird. Very weird.
I can't imagine very many people would be interested in that TV show, by the way.
No. No offense, Tom, but...
I mean, offense, I mean, even.
All right.
Just don't care.
Yeah, very well. Very well, you guys. Some birthdays for you. Sorry, didn't have time to do a lot of stories, but I think we can all agree, time well spent.
Sure.
Hearing the majority of that. Happy birthday, Cassandra Peterson, also known as...
Elvira.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous.
Phil Jackson, Baz Luhrmann, and Flo Rida. Why do I keep saying his name?
Not sure.
No one cares. That's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Alfred Lopez from Bell. He won his way into the K-Rock Not Scary Farm Takeover this Thursday. Our friend Megan Holliday is going to be broadcasting live. We've got tickets for you all day long today here on K-Rock. And you can go to krock.com for another chance to win as well. All right, Allie, no hand farter this time.
I know.
So you got all the time you need for what's happening.
Real sad about that.
I got plenty if you need it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Remember when we were talking about Post Malone just having really bad luck? His private jet had, you know, some issues. They had to make an emergency landing.
It was turning into a real-life Final Destination.
Absolutely, yeah. His Rolls Royce was totaled, and then armed crooks were targeting his home. Lucky for him, he no longer lives there.
Sure.
Unlucky for the person that does live there, got pistol whipped. Just a bad situation. Well, apparently, someone seems to think they know why this is all happening.
Ah, Conspiracy Alley comes through.
Yes. Apparently, Post Malone was hanging with Ghost Adventure star Zach Bagans, and they were hanging around something that's known as the world's most haunted object. It's called, and I'm going to get this wrong, but it's a word in Yiddish called the Dibbuk? Dibbuk? It's a Dibbuk box, something like that.
Okay.
And it's Yiddish for malicious spirit. The box is said to have inspired the horror flick The Possession. So, after downing some beers, Zach says he took off the protective case for the first time ever, and he felt compelled to touch it. And Post Malone freaks out, grabs him by the shoulder, and is like, no, dude, no, 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 and gets really freaked out by this whole situation. There's video of this happening.
Right.
Now Zach is saying because he touched the box and Post Malone touched his shoulder, that's enough to trigger a curse. He is cursed by this box.
Bonk, bonk.
bong,
now,
bong.
Has anything bad happened to Zach?
That was my question, and it's not in this article. Mm. Wouldn't you go to, like, wouldn't he be the host of it? The host of all the bad stuff?
You would think. You'd think so, yeah. More so than Post Malone.
That's what I'm saying.
Or maybe Post Malone.
What?
Hey, it's possible that none of this has anything to do with it.
What?
Right?
Come on, Kevin.
No? Okay.
We're all having fun here.
Okay.
I mean, that is two unusual things to have happen in a week. That's for sure, with the plane and the
right,
car.
But you think it's because the guy opened the box and put his hand on it?
I don't believe so. I think it's unlikely.
That was kind of a fun little story, right?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. We all had fun for a minute.
Sure, it was fun.
Kevin ruined it.
I ruined it. Sorry.
Guys, Willie Nelson fans are super upset with the singer over news that he's not only supporting a Democratic Senate contender, but he's headlining a rally in Texas for him. Willie Nelson announced on his Facebook page that he'll be headlining the Turnout for Texas rally for candidate Beto O'Rourke. He's the one that's running against GOP Senator Ted Cruz. People are very upset. They're saying they're done. They will no longer support him after 45 years. Apparently not knowing this whole time that he was supporting Democratic causes pretty much his whole career.
I don't know how you could have missed that with Willie Nelson. I mean, he was ahead of the curve in country music for pot, for marijuana, for same-sex marriage. He's been he's always been a liberal guy.
That's my confusion. Are people just waking up? They're like, wait a minute.
I mean, the only thing I'll say in their defense is if you don't read anything about Willie Nelson ever and you only go see him in concert, you would never know his political affiliation from the stage because the two are not intertwined.
Right.
When he does his shows, he doesn't say anything about it or whatever. He says, I'm just about the music. But if you ever pay the slightest bit of attention beyond that, you've got to know this is where he's coming from.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, just that. The braids, the hair. He's a damn hippie.
Right.
That didn't tip you off?
I watched the Objectified show that Harvey Levin does on Fox News.
Yep.
I watched the Willie Nelson episode. I have never seen Harvey so starstruck by anyone in my life as he was by
Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson seems like one of those guys that, even if you don't love his music, you just go, that's Willie F. Nelson.
Icon,
he's the coolest guy in the world.
Yeah.
And he's 85 and still out there doing it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was Harvey high? Get him high.
They were, they talked about it. There was a lot of marijuana stuff in the bus, but I don't think Harvey himself was smoking, no.
I got news for you. I was in Merle Haggard's bus. You walk on that bus, you are high within
you're
a second.
Smoking just by walking in?
Absolutely. Harvey was soups high. You guys, at the ripe old age of 74, actor Gary Busey is gearing up to release his debut single.
All right. Yay!
The two-song single includes an original recording called All the Way, as well as a new version of Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away, which Busey originally covered in the 1978 biopic The Buddy Holly Story, which he received an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor. Well, it's interesting. It says that Busey began his career as a session drummer before transitioning... You're right. Into acting. So has he just had the music in him this whole time? He's been suppressing it, and now he's like, listen, I'm 74. Let's do this.
It's time to let it all out.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it, too.
If you're like me, you like talking to things.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, lamp. Hello, pants.
There you go.
I mean, if anything, we need a spoken word album, right?
Agreed.
Hold on, I've got some more Gary Busey.
No good, please.
There will be no food fights, no water fights, no dog fights, although there will be surprises that come even unexpected by me. So sit back, get everything you need to get from the kitchen, be sure and empty the bladders, go to the bathroom, because you're in for a hell of a ride.
I can't wait.
I mean, I understood what he meant by empty the bladders.
Right, you didn't have to qualify that with... Go to the bathroom.
We got it. And Bean, I'm sorry if this is the first you're hearing of it, but Italy's first and only sex doll brothel has been shut down by cops.
This is infuriating.
Yeah, this is just 9 days. 9 days after it opened.
Why are people getting so bent out of shape about people using sex dolls?
Well, the establishment allegedly violated laws relating to renting accommodations. I mean, a likely excuse. That's just what they got him
for, exactly.
Right?
That's going after him, trying to find any kind of technicality.
Here's the sentence I didn't love. Authorities are also investigating whether the, quote, silicone sex workers which police seized in the raid are cleaned properly after they are used.
Nope. No.
And, you know, there's a list of products that you really should deal with new instead of used.
Yeah.
And I think this may be one of them.
Yeah.
So they just didn't want that business in that neighborhood, so they figured out some sort of BS rent violation.
Sure.
It sounds like.
But according to this article, it says apparently brothel owners say that the dolls get a 2-hour cleanup after each client. What kind of clients?
Two hours?
That's like a Silkwood shower.
That's lying.
That is totally
There's
lying.
No way they get a 2-hour. It's a rinse out if it's anything.
Oh, yeah, we got it, Kevin.
They may dip them in the sink. That's about it.
Kevin's like, I think you open it up and you get a hose. If anything, we got
it. Down. That's it. Okay.
So who knows if it will open back up? But I'm sure, as Bean knows, it's $90 for half an hour.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, but you can buy 3 days worth and get a discount.
What?
Cheaper per session.
Okay.
Not that I know. How would I know?
How many sessions per day?
Oh, that I don't know about.
Okay.
People are really out of whack about this. The coming sex robots, by the way.
Bean is strangely in favor of them.
Well, I am. Right, I'm very much in favor.
Right, but too much.
Because it's it doesn't affect anybody else. It doesn't affect anybody else. This is one of those things where people are trying to object. They think it's icky, so they don't think other people should be able to do it. And that drives me crazy.
Bean would like to say he wants to use it, and why do you care?
That kind of hypocrisy drives me crazy. That's all.
Okay. So, there you have
it. So that happened.
All right. Moving on to some birthdays. Cassandra Peterson.
Elvira, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Phil Jackson, Baz Luhrmann, and Flo Rida. And that's what's happening.
I was going to ask, what's up with Flo Rida?
You're stupid.
File. I mean. Thank you, Ellie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealer. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Emmy highlights. They are on tonight. We're going to talk to Michael Snyder from IndieWire and Variety about that same topic. And we've got the comedian Christopher Titus joining us in studio. Very excited about that. And your tickets for Not Scary Farm Takeover tomorrow morning.